Get ready, put on your earbuds, turn up your smart speaker. Next up is Brother Don's Daily Bible Lesson, found exclusively on the Gospel Trail. Now here he is, with a quick devotion from Scripture to start your busy day. And now, the one we've been waiting for, the man of God, but most importantly, a friend of Jesus, Brother Don.
This is Brother Don with the Daily Bible Lesson. We are in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 23, using the Passion Translation. Now a religious sect called the Pharisees began asking John the Baptist some additional questions. The tension builds, but we need to be careful here in judging them too quickly. Jesus often took positions on issues that were similar to the Pharisees, and quite possibly John did as well. Jesus agreed with them on life after death, purity of heart, and some other issues. But sometimes the Pharisees were legalistic, and this is when he is most likely to distance himself from them. We need to be careful that we do not quickly label people as unwanted and undesirable. That person we label could be the next Matthew, a hated tax collector who wrote one of the Gospels. We must not make roadblocks to Christ. Here they ask what may be a legitimate question, but it might also be a trap. Why do you baptize people? They appear to be questioning his authority. John points out the obvious. He's baptizing in the river, in contrast with the common Jewish ritual bath in a private mikveh. John calls for public repentance where everyone can see the affirmation of faith. John the Baptist points out that Jesus, the one who will take his place, is more honored than John. John's goals are clear in verse 23, clearing the way and preparing hearts for the coming of the Lord. So it is with initial salvation for everyone. There must be a clearing of the way by admitting publicly that you've sinned and an equally public step of changing direction, or repentance. Sin gets in the way of hearing from God and blocks a relationship from developing. But the external decision to change, seen in baptism, testifies to an inward change. But note here that John predicts that they would not recognize the Messiah or embrace him. We cannot embrace Jesus fully if we do not recognize Jesus for all that he is, Messiah, Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. When someone speaks about baptism, it's a little bit like opening Pandora's box. So let me just ask some questions for you to think about. Have you been baptized? If you have, did your baptism change your beliefs or faith in any way? Do you think God sees you as different because of your baptism? How does your faith community look at baptism? Not only what it means, but how it should be done. How do you feel about other Christians who take another view of baptism than what you believe? It's important to distinguish essential beliefs with those that are not essential. Search the Scriptures to determine what is absolute and what is not. Then choose your battles carefully. If you use your energy for non-essentials, you will have little left for the most important issues you will confront. You might listen to the PGN podcast, Navigating Solos of Legalism. This is Brother Don. Listen every day for the Daily Bible Lesson. May God be with you, guide you, and give you perfect peace this day. Amen.
The Gospel Trail Live, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Central Time. Join us at 720-820-1290 or at our website meeting room at pgn.church. Our podcast hosts can be reached at 218-461-0164. Please text or say your joys and concerns, and we'll get back to you or even air them on our next podcast. Until we meet again, blessings to you and the church that meets at your house.